is Derek Brooks. I am the instigator of Eastleigh Football Club. Our first game was played on Southampton Common behind the Cowherds. The pitch was marked out in sawdust, which you yourself supplied the sawdust and marked it out. And that wasn't funny on a Saturday morning when the wind was blowing, I can assure you.
When Derek Brooks founded Swathling Athletic FC just after the Second World War in 1946, the team scratched about using public pitches on Southampton Common.
We had a small contingent who were members of the supporters club, and they wore bowler hats painted blue, and they used to make an awful lot of noise.
It was 1957 when he took Swathling Athletic to the 10 Acres site, and 1980 when Eastleigh Football Club was born.
Today, we have several hundred supporters club there at a match, and they make more noise than they can imagine. Tremendous. The support has always been throughout all the years that this club has played. We've had a wonderful supporters club.
Derek's role as an administrator, as often is the case, came about by accident. After suffering a bad injury as a player, he took on the club's secretary duties. And the rest is a very special history. When Eastleigh sealed promotion to the then conference in 2014, Brooks was not only asked to help lift the trophy, but also received the league winner's medal. His health may have kept him away from match days in his later life, but Derek's enthusiasm for the club was as strong as ever, keeping a keen ear and eye on their progress.
4:30, I'm watching television, waiting for the scores to come up, you know, and I'm watching. Still 0-0, till 1-0, until the end of the programme, then I can relax.
Fast forward 72 years since his first involvement, Derek now looks down on a professional setup that he was hugely proud to have been a part of. Current Spitfires boss Andy Hessenthaler may have known Derek for only a small portion of his Eastleigh career, but his impact certainly resonated.
Obviously, I've only been here a short time, but it just shows there's a lot of people who loved him and what he'd done for the football club, and it's been a sad week. Hopefully, come Saturday, we can actually win the game, and it'd be nice we can do that for Derek.
Derek dreamt of seeing Eastleigh reach the Football League. That final chapter of the story remains unwritten for now. But Derek's part in the journey will never be forgotten. A blue and white banner hangs permanently inside the Silver Lake Stadium. It reads, "Forever thankful, one Derek Brooks."